So much flip-flopping. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. This may go down in history as the flip-flop election. John Kerry voted yes on the war resolution, even though he now says the war was poorly planned. On the bill to provide $87 billion for operations in Iraq and Afghanistan, he famously said he actually voted for it before voting against it. As for the president, he first described the war as about self-defense, now it's about democracy. First the war was over, now it's not. Once upon a time, nation building was bad, now it's good. Once upon a time, Osama was job one. Now you can't find Osama in a presidential speech any more than you can find him in Afghanistan. It's enough to make you a little skeptical of politicians. But let's be fair here. Let's put this into perspective. Last week, the Gallup poll showed President Bush ahead by 13 points. This week, a poll by the Pew Research Center has Bush and Kerry in a dead heat. Then another poll by Zogby International shows that in the Electoral College vote, Kerry was actually winning. Then there was the poll by the American Jewish Committee, which shows support for Kerry up 10 points among Jewish voters since December, while an MTV poll among younger voters found they prefer Kerry to Bush by a margin of 46 to 40, even though they say they don't much like either candidate, and on, it's a mishmash, which points to the biggest flip-floppers of all in this race, the voters, you, and you, and you. Remember, the pollsters have your phone number, so you better get your act together, people, before someone finds out you've been changing your mind and embarrasses you in public. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.